Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. This year is a municipal election year. Although there's still a few months until October, I had the chance to interview a young future voter, Emma Denoyer, who is a student representative from Ecole Secondaire Catholique, Embrun, to the Teen Advisory Committee for Russell Township, and she's also passionate about youth civic engagement. Hi, Emma. What can you tell me about the program you're in?
My name is Emma, and I'm a part of the Teen Advisory Committee. So we're a group of teens from all across the Russell municipality, and we get together to talk about things around the municipality that affect teenagers. And this year, our main focus is the Our Vote, Our Future initiative. This initiative we started because of the poor voter turnout for youth at the last Russell municipality elections in 2022, where only one-fifth of eligible teenagers voted at the last elections. So what we're trying to do with the Our Vote, Our Future initiative is to raise that the amount of voters who are eligible, especially teens. And we're doing so through many activities, such as the Mayor for a Day, where 15 teens can shadow the mayor turnouts. We're also organizing municipal rep days, where counselors from the municipality are going around the schools talking about their job, what that implies and everything. We also have a vote pledge going on, where teenagers can go and pledge to vote, so promise that they will be voting at the next municipal elections when they are eligible. And that's how you get the chance to enter into the Mayor for a Day contest. That's what we're organizing for the initiative, and we're hoping to raise the voter turnout as much as possible.
When you go talk to your peers or students in high school, do you get any feedback? They do want to participate? Are they interested?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of few things happening here. First of all, I think most teenagers aren't the most, not very interested, let's say, in civic engagement. I don't think it's something that we think about a lot. It's not one of our top priorities right now in life. But I think that many people are also don't have the knowledge. They don't know when the elections are. They don't know who to vote for and everything. And so I think that bringing awareness to this problem is super important. Even though people aren't interested in it right now, explaining how important it is to vote, I think, is the only way that we can try to raise that number of voters.
Do you like participating in the council meetings at Russell Municipality?
Yeah, so the meetings are very bureaucratic, but it's also a great experience for me, especially being a high school student. I don't really get that experience through school. So being able to assist those meetings is super insightful for me. I get to learn a bunch about our municipality, but also about how politics work, especially at the municipal level. So I think it's a really great way for me to learn more about how the Russell municipality functions.
What inspired you to sign up for this initiative? Do you want to pursue this in the future? Are you interested in political science?
Before starting this project, I'll be honest, civic engagement wasn't really something I was interested in. But now diving deeper into that, it's something that I might be envisioning for a future career. So I think that even for myself, like, I wasn't aware of this topic before. As of right now, it's one of my top interests, and I'm really happy that I dived into that.
So how do you get to recruit people your age to be part of the youth program at the Russell Municipality?
Yeah, so for the Teen Advisory Committee, our recruiting period starts at the beginning of the school year. So starting in September, forms are sent to the schools for anyone interested, really, to connect to this. There's no requirements. And I think that's really important since we want to be as inclusive as possible. We want as many teens from as many different social groups or with as many different interests to be signing up. And so that's how we recruit for the Teen Advisory Committee. It's really through the schools. And I think that's a great way to get as many teens as possible. So I have 1 year left on the Teen Advisory Committee, but all of our other members are now in 12th grade. So next year we have a bunch of slots opening up for anyone interested.
Thank you, Emma. Bye.
Bye.